Hello. Well, do I have an episode for you? Yes. Because why else would I be on Anchor recording a podcast if I didn't have one for you? So this is, it's not an interview. It's a chat, basically, with my friend, colleague, I'm trying to think of the right word for just like mutual emotional abuse. I definitely get more emotional abuse in there. So just to set that record straight, this is Scott. He's not famous. So if you do decide to Insta stalk him, I don't know if he has fucking Twitter. If you try find him on Snapchat, there's not going to be a blue check mark. Yet put that into the universe, but just preemptively, because if you're anything like me, if I hear someone, I want to like know what that person looks like. I want to put context into the story. Instagram is at Hendrix, no C, SSS. Perfect way to demonstrate my lisp right there. So Hendrix, no C. You know what? Fuck this. I'm putting this in the description. This has been too long about this Instagram handle, and I'm pretty sure it's private. So, like, good fucking luck, you know? Just out into the universe. But yeah, this is just a discussion. The good news is that I have finally found a name that I'm, like, super happy with, and it is just the 3 a.m. podcast, because all of these discussions are just conversations that you'd have with your mates at 3 a.m. And if you haven't been there, then maybe one day. And if you're there right now, well, then good luck to you. I'm glad you invited us along on the ride. Without too much muttering from me, let's just jump into this random yarn with Scott. Let us know what you think. All right. So we're with Scott.
Hello.
Excited?
Yeah, actually, I feel like this is the precipice of many invites that I never really, well, I flaked on effectively, so.
Yeah, this is, I'd love to say this is hot off the press, but this is definitely at least a month in the making, so yeah. That's good. Here's a question.
Hit me.
Did you know that I had a conspiracy that you were a reptilian?
No, not surprising. Not because I display reptilian like behaviors or tendencies, but more it's one of the least outrageous or far-fetched I suppose conspiracies that you've laid to me before. So
what are some of the other ones, just for a
well, the other one about me is that I'm a psychopath in the closet.
Sociopath, I think.
Sociopath.
Yeah.
I'm still unsure where they cross over.
Yeah. Honestly,
I feel like one's the egg, the other's the chicken. You know what I mean? So
I just feel like I'm in less of a tinfoil hat if I call someone a sociopath than if I say that they're a psychopath.
Mm.
Especially. No, so this conspiracy of you being a reptilian, you actually accidentally reinforced. So this was, the conspiracy lasted about 2 days.
Okay.
And I had an accomplice, Lauren. I know that she actually listens to this, so.
Yeah, okay.
And to give you a brief summary, we're literally not going to spend more than like 2 minutes on this, because I feel like whatever ambush you were prepared for probably wasn't, hey, are you an alien? So we fell down this rabbit hole of reading like all the supernatural stuff, and then she has a family friend story which kind of talks to whether or not reptilians are real. My opinion on that, irrelevant at this point. But, of course, Googled it and found some kind of list of, like, how to tell someone's a reptilian. And
I hit 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
That's so
outrageous. It was ridiculous, like, to the point where I was just reading them out and I kind of came to the conclusion in my head, but I was like, I'm not going to say this. And then Lauren's like, does that sound like Scott? I was like, yep. And then the next day I said something about reptilians to you and your response was so, like, I couldn't have scripted it. We're just talking about something else. It was like, ha, 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 whatever. And I remember saying something about, like, what do you think of reptilians or whatever? And you just went completely stone cold and you're like, I don't know, anyway.
Like I was expecting it.
Yeah, like you were like, I don't know, I'm going to divert this for the cause of national security or whatever. So that's...
Like when I think of reptilian, I mean, I know there's like so many types of reptiles, but I always come back to, have you ever read Under the Mountain? Where those like alien-like reptile creatures. Yeah, the slugs, and they like have the tunnels between North Head and Rangitoto. And have you read? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think of reptilians, because they're like human, but... You know,
yeah,
undercover. So yeah, like quite a sick book. They made a movie apparently in the '80s.
Yeah, did you get royalties for that? Because it's like based on your family.
No, but I have pulled up the list of five signs that someone could be a reptilian.
Okay,
so well, I'm going to actually call both of you on this.
You don't know. I just so you know, I think Alice had more than five, but we'll go with these five. I'm going to be really angry if this is a really complimentary list. It's like you're super lit.
yeah. Look for reptilian eyes.
Yeah.
Check their body for scales. See if their hologram flickers. Observe their behavior. And trust your intuition. That is the loosest connections you could ever make.
Wait, what are okay, start from the start. So does it say what reptilian eyes are?
If you're wondering how to spot a reptilian, then obviously the first place to look is their eyes. Some people say these shapeshifters have reptile-esque eyes if you look closely enough. I suppose I have, like, green eyes, so that loosely will give me a tick for that one.
Illuminati confirmed.
Scales, oddly textured skin. Probably fit that one as well.
I was going to say, how's your skin?
See if the hologram flickers. For they seem to have no soul. And wow. Five, your intuition is alerting you to a nearby reptilian. There are videos and Vice documentaries, like pictures, everything on this. xemplore.com if you want to check it out, how to spot a reptilian.
Is there another list? I want to see if...
No, that was the same one and that kind of went into detail, but... Yeah. All right, so I did not expect to be asked if I was a reptilian.
No.
Either way.
But... If I had to say on scale of
one directly.
Yeah. Where do you sit?
Not on one, clearly.
No.
I'd say like 30-40%.
Okay.
I mean reptiles are like I'm not cold blooded. No. Reptiles are cold blooded, right?
Yeah. But I mean how we confirm that with our limited resources is
yeah, I've got internet and that's about it.
Yeah. That Google, are you cold blooded? If the answer is no. You've passed.
So I think that the reptilian, me being a reptilian, is still unsure.
And this case remains unsolved. Thank you. I was like, how do you go? Ding, ding. What about, have you ever had any conspiracies about me and my just general character?
Nah, not. I mean, conspiracy, I feel like, fits the box of bordering on mythological or, you know, outside of the realms of reality or possibility.
Yeah, like
but
flat Earth shit.
That, yeah, that's scientifically been disproven, but George Bush causing 9/11 hasn't actually all the science points to him fucking organizing it.
You know? Yeah, that's... Yeah.
So... For you, personally?
Mm.
No, not really. Not even kind of like way out the gate conspiracy. I think you enjoy seeing people in pain. Not like in a physical sense of the word.
We've run out of time.
And not like the physical pain, though. Mm. Shit, if that's one of your fetishes, then well hidden.
No.
But... Mental, emotional, the pain that, I don't even know if it's got a word for it, but the one you go through when you're learning. Yeah, life, I think, is that kind of pain. And that's kind of where it stopped. I also, as you'll know, have quite like, am unemotional when I think about something in a lot of cases, unless it's really closely tied to me, so. When I remove emotion, there's nothing that I'm like Jess is the, you know.
Cool.
Okay, I can't even think of one for my head because there isn't one.
Cool. I'll take it. So who are you? Like, what's going on?
Well, ASL, my 27 male Sunshine Coast, single as well.
Shout out to the ladies.
Shout out to all the biddies.
Yeah. Do you want to chuck your Instagram in here for the two people that are listening that probably already follow you on Instagram?
Exactly. A few more likes never goes amiss. So I don't actually get weirded out by deep likes either. So if you're back 3 years in my Insta, admittedly that's like 12 photos, but you know, I'm not gonna get weirded out.
So if you do one scroll down.
Yeah, just flick and let it sit, bang, give a like, you know. Where's we're looking like, we go back that far and you're looking at like 20 likes a photo is probably a good day. I like to think that I've stepped up my Insta game since then.
Yeah.
But something that has actually been kind of invaluable in moving to the Sunshine Coast is that social media connection to everyone back home. But I find myself like so much more active than I was, partly because I don't have a voice grip like hand on my throat from my ex-girlfriend saying like, don't post, don't follow that person. I saw you like that shit. I never in my life experienced like a psychotic tendencies than when you go on Instagram and follow someone who you might actually have something in common with.
Yeah.
Sex is irrelevant. It's more like social media activity points to you creeping.
Yeah.
So to be free of that, it's just allowed me to be like, oh shit, I can post that. Oh shit, I can post that. Oh shit, I can post that.
Just living your best IG life.
Yeah, IG, Snapchat as well. You know.
Admittedly, I've dropped the fuck off on Snapchat. I don't know why. It's such a good...
Smaller pools. I only just started noticing when you like, holy shit, like you get 6 times the views on your story on Instagram than what you get on Snapchat. It's like, what's the point? I just reserve, you know, Snapchat for... I mean, if I was a recreational drug user, that's where I would post that sort of stuff. Whereas Instagram's a little bit more kind of like, oh, well, this is me. Except, and, you know, fitting that we're having this conversation over a podcast because I've really started to, like, experiment with having a persona or person that you are on social media in your, like, Instagram stories, for example, that is maybe... But it's still me, obviously, but it's a little bit more, some of my characteristics or behaviors are, you know,
like
exaggerated slightly or a little bit more liberal or conservative, depending on who I'm trying to piss off. Funny story regarding that.
Yes.
Instagram ads, right?
Yes.
If you go on my Instagram now, it's just fucking t-shirts, like floral t-shirts. I'm like, holy shit, these people must know I wear floral t-shirts, right? It's fucking crazy, like uncanny, and these brands that I've never heard of. Fucking cool shirts as well. I saw a hat, right? And the hat was cool, okay? And it was like, eat plants, smoke plants was the writing on the front of the hat. Go on, and you just open up the little thing, and I'm like, just got into this Afterpay bullshit, right? I've got like 6 fucking payments coming out a paycheck, not on my paycheck, like during my pay cycle.
Yeah.
They're all like $7 or $8 and shit, so it doesn't really matter. But bought this hat, opened it up. You may have seen on my Instagram story.
I did.
These vegan monsters. These fucking vegan monsters, all right? Like, I'm all for people deciding to, like, you can be gay, straight, into plants, do CrossFit.
Just don't be vegan.
Like, because for some reason, there's like this weird race going on between all these people who decide to live their life differently and document it or tell everyone else about it. Vegans are the worst. Now, they sent me so much fucking propaganda, right? Handwritten note about, thank you so much. The animals are, you know, so supportive of your move. So animals don't even fucking know me, like the ones that I'm eating anyway.
Yeah. Not by last name. Don't follow you on it.
Probably Insta handle, but they might now. Building hate pages for me. But I go, like, my, the third, the, the one of the, like, the third photo ago on my Instagram is me holding a piglet with the caption, "He'll be delicious in a few months, hashtag not vegan," right? So I get this, and I'm like,
it's ambiguous.
Tag them. And then I was like, realized the thing was called Vegan Leather Co. And I just, I'm still battling with the, do I post it? Because I know they'll go on my page. I know they'll see it. And they're so fragile. Yeah? It's probably because they don't eat meat.
Have you seen people trying to make their cats vegan?
That's fundamentally fucking wrong. Like, a cat can't survive without meat.
I reckon if you put a cat in the wild and said, like, be vegan, it would just, like, hunt some sick tofu.
What's your, what's your thoughts on soy milk?
I'm not educated enough to have thoughts on soy milk. My, like, gut feeling is that it's nasty and it needs Jesus. But my, like, the small amount of education I have is that apparently it's bad for the environment. That's what I hear in the gossip circles.
I can't imagine that soy milk's bad for the environment when legitimately, and I know this is a fact because I've watched weird, crazy, psychotic documentaries, the CO2 that, or methane that's put into the air through us farming animals, specifically dairy,
yes,
right, does more damage than like 90% of the issues.
So what is, sorry, I might be detracting, we can bring it back, but like, why are even people who don't drink dairy, why do they tend to lean nut milks? And what's up with soy and this, like, soy's bad for you revolution?
Well, I'm not lactose intolerant, but I started to drink soy because I started to almost feel bloaty and shit because I was drinking coffee, right? And I switched to long blacks, took milk out of my diet, love cheese, never taken that out of my diet. But milk in general. So I can't even remember the last time. And half the time you buy it, fuck goes off. Right? Soy milk has like a life of fucking 3 months or some shit once you've opened it. So switch to soy. Actually enjoy it now. You get the flavoured soy milk, like chocolate and shit. It's actually fucking really nice. It's quite like a thirst quencher.
I used to have it when I was a kid because I got eczema and they thought I was like allergic to everything. So I like had the soy milk when I was a kid. Didn't beep it.
It's nice. And so the soy milk's nice. Almond milk, fucking weird. You can't drink soy milk with tea. It leaves like a weird pasty taste in your mouth afterwards. But I was at a drinks on Saturday and I was yelling to this guy, right? And we were just talking about diet in general. And he said, I drink soy milk. And he's like, honestly, just, I'm, like it almost, I said, I'm vegan. You know, like the horror on his face was painted there. And I was like, what's wrong with soy milk? You know, a little uneducated me. And he goes, don't drink soy milk. It fucks your nipples up. And I was like,
what?
It fucks your nipples up. He's like, that's the weirdest argument against soy milk that I've ever heard in my life. But apparently his mate, don't know why he's mates with him, he's got weird nipples.
I was going to say, maybe.
But his parents fed him soy milk, only soy milk, for his entire life. His nipples now literally look like little cocktail sausages.
Look, I don't think that we've got to blame soy for that.
Allegedly. Who is responsible?
I'm not one to stick up for soy, but that is slander.
So he's like, always drink almond milk. And I was like, but almond milk tastes shit. And he was like, taste shit? Cocktail nipples. Up to you.
I don't think that's the choice you're left with.
Got into my head, I'm almond milk every day. Still haven't bought almond milk. That is allegedly the reality we live in. Soy milk, all you people at home, gives you fucking weird nipples when you abuse it for 25 years.
Let us know about your nipples.
Photos, please.
Again, what was that? It's a
handle. Drinks, 3 S's, no C.
Do you know what's funny? Is that I had this, like, I knew that at some point we were going to say, hey, what's your Instagram handle? And I had to check because part of me corrected your Instagram handle to be Hendrix with 3 K's.
Yeah.
And I had to check, but that's not.
So the reason there's 3 S's, right, is because Hendrix S is my first name, Scott, so S is the extra S, which was my login for, like, everything at school and shit. It's default for a lot of things. The third S was because I realized 3 S's sounds like a reptile or a snake, funnily enough. And everyone used to call me. But I can't believe we've just full circled that. But that is why. It's because it's Hendrix. It's because a lot of my friends are snakes, so they try to deflect and call me a snake.
Yeah. Wow. And on that note, we should probably wrap up.
It's been wonderful.
It's been good. Well, let us know about your nipples. We'll let you know about... I'm sure there'll be something.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's not 25 years between podcasts, so I might actually be able to show my nipples on my next appearance.
Hey, that's the dream, you know? All right, well, with that, I'll do a wrap-up thing, but anything you want to shout out in the last, like, couple of seconds?
No, I'm good. Thanks for having me. Sweet. It's been a pleasure.
All right, enjoy. And that was it. A 3 a.m. yarn. Just recorded and there for all. So, I don't know. If you're listening to this and you would like to be on one of these, I don't care if you're listening to this because, you're one of my best mates and I forced you to. I don't know if you're listening to this because you saw it on Spotify randomly and you're like, hey, I'll give it a go. I don't know, you know, how you came across this. But if you do and you think, you know what, I would like to be on this and have a yarn, then I will say yes, pretty much. If that is the case, let me know. I can just flick me a message on Instagram. So it's JessOMG, all one word. And we'll have a yarn. There's a couple of you that I want to get on here. You already know who you are. So we'll try to tee that up. But truly, whether you're, like, even if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, that'd be so funny, but literally I haven't spoken to Jess in, like, 28 years. I don't give a shit. Just let's have a good old 3 a.m. conversation, probably in the middle of the day. Let's do it. On a side note, I realized that at the very beginning I didn't say who I am. Now, we are half an hour in, so at this point it's pretty fucking irrelevant, but my name is Jess, and... this is my podcast, and I'm so happy to have you, and that's about it. So until next time, let me know, flip me a message if you want to be on the podcast. Thanks again to Scott for your yarns. Go give him a follow in real life. Don't worry about his Instagram. Just go sit outside his house and wait for him to leave in the mornings. That's all from me. Enjoy your evenings. Au revoir.